JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 59. Jews come to the United States.
When the Revolutionary War in the United States took place at the end of the 18th century, there were approximately 1,000 Jews in the United States out of a population of 2.5 million. Most of these Jews were Sephardic Jews. Most of them came from the West Indies, the British West Indies. And they are the Jews that George Washington recognized in the Newport Synagogue. And they're the Jews that were involved in the Revolutionary War. Not all Jews were on the side of Washington and the colonists, but most were. And those that were loyalists to England moved to Canada after the war. There was very little Jewish population in the United States, though individually Jews made of themselves a success. In the War of 1812, for instance, a Jewish admiral, Uriah P. Levy, was the victor in one of the great battles against the British Navy on the Great Lakes. It is in the 1840s that a significant amount of Jewish emigration from Europe to the United States takes place, especially from Germany. There was a great amount of German emigration to the United States, especially to the frontier areas then, such as Ohio. The Cincinnati area was called the Rhineland because of its heavy German population. In fact, the Cincinnati Reds baseball team originally was called the Cincinnati Rhinelanders. They went from being Germans to communists to just being plain Reds. But this population brought with them Jews as well. And there was an intensive Jewish immigration, almost exclusively of Reform Jews from Germany. And they are the ones that laid the foundations for communal Jewish life in the United States. They became very successful in department stores, in merchandising, in banking, in Wall Street. Some of the great names that still exist on Wall Street are their names, the companies that they founded. And in the American Civil War of 1861 to 1865 was a time when great fortunes were made. So this was the beginning of Jewish emigration to the United States. Tens of thousands of Jews, German Jews, came. Reform was the basis for their religion or for the, how they presented themselves to the non-Jewish Americans. And it would not be until the 1870s when the first great wave of Jewish immigration from Eastern Europe would arrive in the United States that the picture would begin to change. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.